2014 was your last county final, so it must be a great feeling to be back there.
Aye, it was the same. 2014, a lot of us still young clubs who were, and you know, it's great to be back, good to the buzz back in the town. The final coming up now in 2 weeks, saying we'll put the heads down and go to work now for the next 2 weeks.
It was a real battling performance there, and you know, from start to finish, it never gave up, and Clonoe gave you a great battle.
Aye, hey, look, Clonoe's a good championship side. They've planted a pedigree. Hey, boys like Dacian McClure, Conor McCaskey there. Hey, you know, you're up for a battle and you're playing them boys. And, you know, thankfully today we've had enough to get over the line, hey, and we're thankful about the right side of the result.
You've been battling, or you've been building for a couple of years now, for 3 or 4 years under Ryan and Noel, a league title last year. I mean, that was progress, and you've just taken that step further now.
Aye, well, here, look, we sat down at the end of last year. We got put out by Klein last year in the quarters, and we felt, you know, we'd left a stone unturned there. And so we got together at the start of the year, and we says, look, we know ourselves, we're better, and we can go on further. So luckily today, you know, we got the stage showcase to get to the final, and, you know, thankfully we got enough to get over the line there.
You've that mix of experience and youth here, but it's mostly youth and young Lorcan McGarty, maybe the youngest player in the team. What a performance he gave today.
Oh, hey, we Lorcan's a Rolls Royce footballer. Like, you know, you put it in high, put it in low, he'll get it. He's not afraid to take his man on, hey, and he's got 2 feet that are just as good as each other, so we're just happy to have him, hey, and if we can get the ball in his hands as much as possible, we'll be happy, like.
So. And you had a slow enough start there, but you got the grip through the game, and you got your runners on the ball, and you put in the intensity there, turned the game around.
Ah, yeah. Look, we you know, hard work's probably one of our core values. Hey, if the game's not going your way, you can still work hard, still work hard for the team, and put the miles in. Hey, and you know, you'll always come round and round there about and work yourself into the game. So we're just happy. A lot of the boys really put the shoulder to the wheel. Hey, and it was a good finishing team performance there. You seen the boys, you know, clock up the miles there towards the end of the game, and you know, that's get you over the line. So much football.
And you're a dual player. You're going now for a championship with the hurlers next week.
Ah, yeah, hurling final there next week. Hey, it'll be busy 2 weeks. Hey, but sure, what else job you at, like, you know?
And how difficult is it to combine the two? There's not too many dual players around nowadays.
No, it's 100%, hey, you know, the teams work well and do together, you know, the ones that load very well, hey, and it's a pleasure to be part of those setups, hey, and I'm looking forward to the 2 weeks, the 2 finals, hey, it'll be great feeling, so it'll be.
And your managers, are they fairly understanding and give you the time off to train with the respective teams?
Oh, yeah, no, hey, they want the best of the player, which is definitely one of their, you know, ambitions, like, and that sits us down to the ground, so it does.
And to win 2 county titles in one season, what an achievement that would be. So how does it feel looking into both finals?
Aye, look, hey, it's you know, it's that part of the year, like that challenge time, that's what you do. They're running the gym sessions all year round. So, you know, I'm just happy to be in the position. I've got 2 finals here to look forward to, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting over the line both of them.